I'm Peter Finch with The Finch Files. Patricia Cappelloni tells a funny story. Patricia runs the Alum Rock Counseling Center in San Jose. It includes a mentoring program at Ocala Middle School. The story came from one of the kids.
From a mentee, one of our students, who said to us after he had been in the program for about a year, as he said at the end of it, for that first year, he goes, you know, it took a while, but my mentor's finally opening up to me.
I know we've come a long way.
Funny, right? But it also illustrates a great point. People who volunteer to help at-risk youth may just get more out of it than the kids do. It happened to Kurt Yagi when he started volunteering years ago at Real Options for City Kids, or ROC, in San Francisco's Visitation Valley. He even felt a little guilty about it.
I was just having so much fun. I was thinking to myself on Saturday mornings, I love getting up early and playing sports with kids, and I was thinking, I think I'm having more fun than these kids doing this.
Kurt eventually became the executive director at ROC. He also became a musician because of his work with at-risk kids.
I really do credit my time at ROC for sort of getting me out of my shell to where I was comfortable to perform.
That's Kurt playing there. Of course, there's also the feeling the volunteer gets from making a difference in a young person's life. Patricia Cappelloni sees it all the time.
They're going to remember something you said. They're going to be impacted by something you said that's going to come to them in that moment that will help them make a positive choice.
We can be heroes forever.
One of the kids with the Ocala Mentoring Program will be telling their story at the Alum Rock Counseling Center's annual fundraising luncheon Friday, March 2nd at the Hyatt Place, San Jose. Details at alumrockcc.org. As for Kurt Yagi, you'll find him there running his ROC program for at-risk youth in San Francisco's Visitation Valley. Online, it's at rocksf.org. And yes, he still loves it.
Sometimes I feel guilty for coming to work happy, and then other times it's like, oh, this is great. That's how it should be, right?
For the Finch Files, I'm Peter Finch on KGO 810.